Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's Monday, and that's when we like to take a look at current business issues that are trending across our state and discuss them with one of our fellow news media friends. This week, we are interviewing John McDermott, business editor of the Post and Courier. He joins us now by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Good to be here, Mike. Thank you.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar this week.
Radar is the appropriate term because we have a couple of issues that'll be affecting airport operations in South Carolina and across the nation for that matter. The first one is after 20 years of fits and starts, the real ID requirement is going to kick in to get through the security checkpoints. And that starts on May 7th. What it really entails is getting your driver's license changed to have the real ID designation. So you have to go to the DMV and get that swapped out. You'll need a proof of identity, you know, your license and another birth certificate or a passport and two documents showing your residency, such as a utility bill. There are some alternatives to this. You can use a military ID or a valid passport to get through security. And the other thing coming down the pike is if you're a fan of Southwest, which serves Charleston, Myrtle Beach, and Greenville, Spartanburg, and you want to check your bags, well, you're going to be charged for it unless you're a frequent flyer or you're in business class, or if you have a Southwest credit card, I think they're going to get still get a pass. This is a decades-long freebie that Southwest's own executives had said, you know, differentiates us from the competition. But now they say they need the revenue, so they're going to go ahead and charge these starting in, looks like May 28th. We don't have the fees yet, but that's when they said it's going to kick in. And that's not all. They're also going to start charging passengers for seats with extra legroom. So,
oh my.
A couple things coming to Southwest, some changes.
Well, you're just a bearer of good news so far, John.
Yeah.
Well, we get to go and spend some time at the DMV, and we have to pay more for our bags.
Well, I got real ID last week, and it wasn't bad. It took me about an hour, but just make sure you have all the documentation with you, and you can get that on the DMV's website.
All right. What's next?
Well, we have a story about IKEA. Most people associate it with furniture and Allen wrenches, but their parent company actually is in the alternative renewable energy business. It has received permission to build a huge solar farm in rural Williamsburg County, about 4,700 acres, about enough to power about 50,000 homes. They're building it because Santee Cooper is looking to add more solar to its generating portfolio because, you know, it's going to be ending up closing some of these coal plants. Not everyone's pleased with this. About 100 residents have written letters opposing the project, concerns about the environmental impact, damage to the Black River, noise, the impact on nearby farmers.
I guess we'll have to keep our eyes on that. You know, we've been hearing a lot about the need for more electricity generation here in South Carolina with our needs increasing. So yeah, we'll keep an eye on that one. We have just about a minute left, John. What else do you have?
There's a little bit of a revival going on here in Charleston. You know, we used to be a naval shipbuilding hub until, you know, maybe the 80s. The base closed in the mid-90s, but there's suddenly a flurry of activity here. The nation's biggest shipbuilder, Newport News Shipbuilding, has recently acquired the assets of a company in Goose Creek that has about 500 workers, and they work on submarines and aircraft carriers. And then we had a private equity firm out of Virginia that recently bought a metal fabricator on Young's Island, which is a rural part of Charleston County. And it just announced a $70 million expansion to work on naval vessels. And then there's another one in Goose Creek. It's building a $120 million factory. So we have sort of a revival of the old shipbuilding era here in Charleston, seems to be on the rise. And finally, a mayonnaise that was created in a kitchen in Greenville and is still around, and everybody knows that Duke's has been sold for the second time, actually, in 5 years. Private equity company out of Boston named Advent International has bought the company that was created in 1917 by Eugenia Duke.
And so I suppose the new buyer hasn't mentioned relocating the business anywhere.
We haven't heard that. They do have a production site in Malden. And generally, these private equity buyers don't do that. They sort of leave things as they are. They may tighten some things up in places and inject some money into the business. So we'll have to see on that.
Well, John, thank you so much for your time today.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
John McDermott is business editor at the Post and Courier in Charleston, which has publications all across our state. We will have a link to the newspaper posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can still find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.